Hello, hello, and welcome to Sugar Dove and our second broadcast of 2026, late 60s and early 70s pop. Opening us up was none other than Donny Osmond with Life is Just What You Make It. He sang on a shocking amount of albums in the early 70s, so it was a little hard to choose just one song, but I landed on the super fun, brassy opener for his 1973 record Alone Together, and I'm delightfully shameless about it. This is your host, Disco Dan, and without any further ado, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. It's finally starting to get warmer this Super Bowl week as spring rolls in, and nothing makes me think of spring more than the music we're playing tonight. This semester, though, I ended up combining my usual late 60s and early 70s specials into one broadcast for two reasons. One, we've already done a lot of those two, and I'd like to save up some slots to experiment more this semester. And two, 1969 to 1970 wasn't really as big of a jump as, say, 1979 to 1980 was. Of course, you still had the Vietnam War in full swing. Psychedelic rock was only slowly being phased out for bubblegum pop in the trending genre on commercial radio. But the 70s certainly still came in with a new flavor, and I thought it'd be fun to finally highlight this transitional period in musical history. So now, going back a little to 1971, this British singer-actor quit monkeying around for a while to release his second solo album and also star in an episode of The Brady Bunch. Please give it up for Davy Jones and all of his English flair with the catchy How About Me.
I could love you day and night. You're mine. Take my hand and feel secure. No more worries anymore. I'd make you happy all of the time. You're shopping around in the city, looking for the famous Mr. Right. Somehow I don't think you'll have success. Too many girls have tried, and no one's perfect in this world. But don't look so upset, 'cause if you want someone to love, don't take another step.
How about me?
I could love you day and night.
How about me?
I will always treat you right. Now I feel so good to know that you're mine. My hand and feel secure. No more worries anymore. I'd make you happy all of the time. It's hard to find that certain someone who makes you feel so good. But don't you venture far afield, start with your neighborhood. Now you're a young girl and you can't see the wood for the trees. Now see the boy who's standing here, and listen to me, please.
How about me?
I could love you day and night.
How about me?
I will always treat you right. Now I feel so good to know that you're mine.
What a smash! Now up next is a song that goes out to all my astrology girlies. This singer had big hits in the early 60s, mostly with Hello Stranger and Baby I'm Yours. But here's Barbara Lewis in 1970 with The Stars.
Over and over, I told you I love you, oh yeah. Although we're born under different signs, zodiac shows that we're wrong for each other, oh yeah. And that we're both just wasting our time. Though I believe in our signs, I'm an Aquarius, you're Sagittarius. stars can't make me get you out of my mind. Out of my mind. I read your horoscope every day. Yes, I do. Hoping the stars will show us the way. The sign still says our feelings won't match. Oh no. And once we're together, our love will fade. And all the plans that we made, why couldn't you be Leo and I be a Virgo? But no man, the stars can't make me get you out of.
Just heard Lonely Girl by Sagittarius. Apparently we have a zodiac thing going on. Followed by Working on a Groovy Thing by Alison Durbin, New Zealand's Queen of Pop. And now, famous for Build Me Up Buttercup, here's none other than the Foundations with In the Bad, Bad Old Days.
Girl, I was just a lonely man, so
Dr. Doctor by Lindsay DePaul, followed by Coming Home Soon by Kissington Market, and you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. Leading us now into our slower segment of the hour is the amazing voice of Dionne Warwick on Don't Let My Teardrops Bother You, and we hope you enjoy.
If I should share so, and where you go, should beg and plead. It's just because of love and the need I have for you.
Things I Do For You by Butterscotch, the famous, or well, not famous, but very prolific songwriting trio of Arnold, Martin, and Murrah, as they're also known as. And a I hope you've been enjoying the show. Up next is Claude Rogers, an Irish singer who became famous with the Eurovision runner-up Jack in the Box with Betcha by Golly Gee.
There's a spark of magic in your eyes. Candyland appears each time you smile. Never thought that fairy tales come true.
Sentimental people see the world with a gentleness of fools. Wishful thinking makes the days go by. Every minute is a lullaby. It's the easy thing to do. It's the tender people still believe in love. Broken promises are few. Only hearing what they want to hear. Twisting words to make them sound sincere. It's the easy thing to do. It's the place if its people didn't have to lie. For the liar is a liar, and only fools himself. If the man could only see himself as
as the younger man that grew. Love could find a place and no mistake. Wiser men than he have learned too late. It's the easy thing to do. It's the easy thing to do. And the easy thing to do is love. And the world would be a better place if its people as a younger man that grew. Love could find a place and no mistake. Wiser man than he have learned too late. It's the easy thing to do.
Easy Thing to Do by Shirley Bassey, performer of three James Bond themes, just a fun fact, and Our Love Started All Over Again by Keith. Up next is Paper Lace with the song off their debut album pre-Billy Don't Be a Hero, 1972's Ragamuffin Man.
Born and raised as a rich man's son, you were always the rest. fight. Stole a ride on a westbound train. Called yourself by another name. Spent your nights in a mission home.
Bye.
All right, that was Neon Rainbow by the prolific Petula Clark, followed by Petals by the Jackson 5, seeing as I played Michael Jackson last broadcast, whose other fun Motown tunes include I Want You Back and ABC. But now, it's coming upon 8 almost, at least 10 minutes away, and our time is almost up. So I'd like to take this moment to thank everyone who tuned in or is listening on the website, whatever you do, to help support Sugar Dove. It means a lot to me. And I'd also like to take this time to explain some things off of the genres specials list that you may have seen posted on the Instagram. Our next broadcast coming up is Classic Rock Sound. It's one that I had planned to do last semester, but unfortunately a wind ensemble concert forced me to take one of the weeks off. But we're finally going to have it now. And we're also going to be bringing back our record deep dives with a little more polish this time. And yeah, those are going to be fun. You may see that it says TBA. That means to be announced, although I personally already know what the records are going to be. And you might be able to guess if you recognize some of the album cover inspiration. But don't spoil anyone, okay? And then, of course, we're going to have a brand new thing with the guest specials. I'm going to try to get some friends in to help me make some play of this and maybe do some talking on the show. Hopefully it works out, but either way, you'll get to hear some music from some very good friends of mine. And yeah, it's going to be great to get some more names on here. But without any further ado, thank you all so much again for tuning in. And you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM in Conway, Arkansas. Now, I try to keep it fresh every week on this show, but this next group is one I've played many a time. They just have a good song in nearly every decade, and I'm going to keep playing them more, just because it's my show. And this song of theirs was the title track of their 1970 album, which was also a huge turning period for them. That album and then their 1971 album were like black and white. It's really crazy. And this song was also written by their lead guitarist, the incredibly underrated Tony Hicks. And it's just a beautiful sort of symphonic piece and a great way, I think, to close off another successful show. So now, stay happy, stay groovy, and don't let her go. Closing us off is none other than the Hollies with Confessions of a Mind.
A couple of days, so you phone a few numbers, you fancy a change. You say you'll miss her, but deep down inside, there are thoughts of another girl waiting somewhere for you. She's been away now a couple of days, the pheasants are good, so you're mending your ways. You realize that there's nobody else who can do what she does for you. You tell yourself, don't be a fool. Don't let her go, chase as hard as she can. Are you with the loser? Swallow your pride, you can still be a man. She'll never refuse you.